Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day on this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. We're in the middle of a great study. Actually, it's a 50-minute long sermon. So this will at least play through Thursday, probably all week through Friday. It's one of my favorite messages the Lord's given me. It's out of Hebrews chapter 5. It's called How's Your Diet? The author of Hebrews is comparing people that are only on a diet of milk, whom the author, the Holy Spirit, calls a babe. You know, you think to yourself, what does God think? Remember, all of Scripture is inspired, theopneustos, it's inspired by God, God breathed. God's opinion of the Christian that is on a milk diet and not strong meat, He calls them a babe. I'm not as kind as that. I'd call you a peewee Christian. Football term, there's Pop Warner, and there's college or high school and college, and then you reach the NFL. It's the same thing with Christians. You start off as a peewee Christian, one that's closely guarded by the Lord because he's easily deceived and led astray. And then you're in the PCL. You go right from that to the Professional Christian League, one that feasts on the strong meat of the word. Where are you at? Well, this sermon is a checkup from the neck up. We're looking at some things that if heretics come and knock on your door on a Saturday morning and hit you with these things, do you personally know where to go in the Bible to defend the truth against the lies from the heretics and false teachers that knock on your door or you hear on the radio or that you hear on TV? So the evidence is playing this week on the radio. You decide and look and see where you end up. If you'd like this whole sermon, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll mail it to you for free. And now with part three of today's message, How's Your Diet?
If we can memorize 500 songs, we can certainly remember 8 or 10 Bible verses, can't we? Or 20? Or 30, and don't say you can't. If you can remember 500 songs, certainly you can remember 500 scripture verses. The Holy Spirit's not going to inspire you to memorize Rolling Stones songs. He's going to inspire you to remember the Word of God. How's this? He is the Word of God. It's Himself. He will energize you no matter how many brain cells you've lost. It's not more than I've lost. How about one more? Again, Susie, you know, you say it's embarrassing. I don't say this to condemn you. I say this to inspire you. You've got to have me and let me inspire you. And like Chuck Swindoll says, stretch you. Someday these people are going to knock on your door. And they're going to say, well, you know, Jesus never said he was Lord. I want them, by golly, I want them to regret the day they knocked on your door. I want them to run for the hills. Mark that house. Don't ever go to that woman's house again. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. Let's turn there. Again, I don't want you so much to have a checklist of where to go, but I want you to have a passion for the Word of God. Because the checklist really is not going to mean anything. It's the passion for the Word of God I want you to have. Again, when someone knocks on your door, you don't say, well, hold on a minute, I've got that written down somewhere. It's come on in. I've got it written down right here. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? The Mormons used to run from my house. Once in Colorado, they ran shrieking. I don't mean to be proud. It's just my passion is the Word. They ran shrieking out of my house, yelling, the Spirit of the Lord is not in this house. And they went running for the hills, north, south, east, and west. You saw four Mormons cut the world here in four corners. And they didn't come back. Because I showed them, because I know the Word. I showed them Galatians 1:6. If anyone comes to you with another gospel, and I showed them that their book, it's called, guess what it's called? Another Testament, another gospel. I showed them 2,000 years before their book was created that verbatim, their quote was spelled out, the name of their book was in the Bible. If anyone ever comes to you any day with a heteros euangelion, another gospel, let him be accursed. And he came in. I said, you see the name of that right there? I said, in Greek, that's heteros euangelion. Here, I got out my interlinear Bible and showed them the name of their book verbatim is the curse. It's the curse. And when I told them that, well, you're supposed to change when I show you that. I've never converted a Mormon. I've never converted a Jehovah's Witness. Never in my life. Maybe that's why he says, don't greet them, don't bid them Godspeed. For he who bids him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Maybe some of you have done better than me. But I know the Word a little bit. And I've been unable to convert one ever. That's sad. Hebrews 1:6. For to which of the angels did he ever say, or am I in verse 5? Again, now, allow me to read this to you from my New King James, okay? To which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, he says, now follow me here. God is speaking. The Father. New King James capitalizes the H here for he. To the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You follow me here? God the Father calls Jesus a God. Hebrews 1, 5, and 6. File that one away. That's the verse that gets people running from your house and they don't come back. That's a way to share the truth with people. 999 out of 1,000 people don't know where to go in the Word of God to defend the truth. Okay, number two. Number two is Jesus Christ is not the only way. Answer, John 14:6, I am the way. Doesn't get much simpler than that, does it? See if I get this right. People say, Jesus is not the only way. And Jesus says, I am the way. Who are you going to believe? If you don't believe at least in some form of absolute truth, if you don't believe the Bible, if you think the Bible is a book of lies, and if you don't believe it, I don't think you can be saved. I can't help you. You got to have one standard, one plumb line. There's got to be some kind of truth in your life. If it's not this, let God be true and every man a liar. They've been trying for thousands of years to disprove this book, and they never will. By the way, that's why there's prophecy in the book. Prove to you that it's true. God's the only one who speaks things before they happen, so that when they come to pass, you'll know. that God is true and Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Everything is done so you'll know Jesus Christ is Lord. Revelation 19:10. Jesus Christ is not the only way. The second is chapter 10, verse 9 of John to write down. And that is, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, if by me any man enter in, he will be saved. Also, you can write down Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's Jesus. You hear Satan on television telling people Jesus isn't the only way. Oh, that's what Oprah says. That's what the Indian guru Deepak Chopra says. My prayer is that everyone here again will have a passion for the word, know where to go intuitively. If there's another way to get to heaven when you leave this world, perhaps today, before you get home today, then God made a mistake. It's as plain and as simple as that. And you thought of a way that God couldn't think of. How's that for an idea? Maybe it slipped his mind. Maybe God was a little busy that day. And maybe we're going to add a third throne up in heaven. Imagine that. God the Father, God the Son, and Darren Solana, his own throne. You thought of a way God couldn't think of. If I had my hat, I'd have to take it off to you. And people say that all the time. Oh, there's lots of ways to get to God. Jesus says, I am the way. There's one way. Through the blood. We sang songs all morning here. What an oxymoron is that? Blood is the one stain you can't get out. And blood's the only thing that can clean you and wash your sins away. Is blood. Amen. Oxymoron. That's the right word, isn't it? For something that's shouldn't be right. The opposite normally is true. How can blood make something clean? Blood's the one thing that you can't ever get clean. Paradox. That's the word I'm looking for. All right. That was number two. We had John 14:6, John 10:9, Acts 4:12. Number three, there's no hell. Certainly, that's what Satan wants you to believe. So it's no biggie if Satan's peeps spread lies like that. There is no hell. Many pastors in the church today don't believe in hell. The Pope doesn't believe in hell. Well, we'll take that with a grain of salt. Revelation 14:9. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.